When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite. Yes, you can have it, a favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about when the love bombing stops from the perspective of a diagnosed narcissist, from a self-aware narcissist. You hear about the love bombing process, the devaluation, the discard, and things of that nature from the perspective of a lot of people, survivors, victims, and whatnot of toxic people. But for the narcissist's perspective, you don't get this a lot. So I'm going to go into my mind and walk y'all through when the love bombing stops. So, during the love bombing idealization stage, most narcissists, like myself, a lot of narcissists, think that we are absolutely in love with the person. You know what I mean? You know, we think that we are in love with the person. We think we have found the person that we're going to be with for the rest of our lives. We just do. We think we have found the counterpoint of our souls, like our soulmates. Like we become obsessed with you. We want to give you everything that you want and need. Like, I feel good about myself. I'm happy. I'm enthralled with you. I want you to feel the same way about me. So sometimes I will absolutely mirror you. I will become you. I will do whatever it takes to get you to feel the same way about me that I feel about you. And I have intent. You know what I mean? I have the intent on being with you for a long time. I want to be with you. I need to be with you. I crave to be with you in these circumstances and things like this. So I get you. Like, when you acknowledge that you feel the same way about me, I'm ecstatic. Like, that narcissistic person in your life is ecstatic. If they tell you that they love you in 2 weeks and you say it back to them, they are ecstatic. You know what I mean? It is just like, it empowers them to keep going harder. You know what I mean? It empowers them to keep going forward. It's just like, okay, I'm going to go harder. I'm going to go, like, yes, I found someone who feels the same about me. Like, you are perfect for me. Like, we create this perfect image of you in our minds. Like, the perfect image of you in our minds has been created, and we create that. We hold on to that. We acknowledge it, and we love it. Like, I love the way I feel about you. Like, I really, really do. I truly love the way I feel about you. Like, nothing can take that away. Like, honestly, you know what I mean? Like, nothing can absolutely. I love it. I want to you the world. I'm just happy, and I'm excited. And then one day, here's the part where it gets rough. One day, one second, one instant, it goes away. It doesn't go away for no reason. There's almost always a catalyst that makes it go away. And typically, it's nothing you do, y'all. I know people want to say, well, Lee, how can we stop this from happening? Because we love the love bombing phase too. We love that feeling during the love bombing phase. We just want to get back to that phase and extend it out for as long as we possibly can. So how can we extend that? You know, you can extend it somehow. I don't know. But it's almost inevitable when you're dealing with a narcissistic person that this happens. This moment happens. This flashpoint moment happens. It could be in 1 month. It could be in 6 months. It could be in a year. It could be in 2 years. There's no time limit on when it stops, y'all. But one day, something happens in that narcissist's mind, that narcissistic person's mind, and it's like the light switch goes out. Like the candle that was burning so bright that love you and care about you goes out. This perfect image that we created of you in our heads. You didn't create this image. We created this image of you in our heads that you were perfect for us. That perfect image gets shattered. For some people, it could be finding out something about your past. You could say something about your past that they didn't know, and it shatters the image that they had of you. 2 years down the road in your relationship, you tell them to use a date one of their friends that they knew. They might not even talk to their friend anymore. You tell them you used to date one of their friends. Image shattered. They don't look at you the same anymore. They feel like you lied to them. You lied to me. Even though you didn't know that they were even friends or they had any kind of contact with each other. You didn't know that they knew each other from, you know, from Adam and Abe or whatever. But they think you lied to them because they didn't know that all the information wasn't present at the when we first got to know each other. So 2 years later, this perfect image shatters. The light switch goes out. The candle that was burning so bright, it goes out, and they look at you like they don't even they don't know who you are. That's how I feel. I've had this moment with almost every single person, almost every relationship, y'all. When the candle is like, I can remember the lights going out. I'm like, oh my goodness, you're not who I thought you were. You lied to me. And I look at you and I question myself. I get angry at myself because how could I let you trick me like this? Again, y'all, this is from the narcissist perspective, and this is me talking about how my mind works. How can you trick me like this? How could I let my guard down so much to let you into my life and you lied to me? You tricked me. Like, you're not who I thought you were. You're not who you said you were. You're not who I created you to be. You can't live up to this image that I've created of you in my head. So now I'm angry as hell at you. Now I'm furious with you because of the situation now. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm mad as hell. And now, because I feel like you lied to me, now I feel like I have to devalue you because I feel like you lied to me, because I feel like you devalue myself because you tricked me. So I devalue myself to be with you. I changed who I was to be with you, right? I changed my character. I changed my personality. I changed my character. I changed my traits. I changed my likes and dislikes to be with you. So no more. I'm not gonna do that anymore. Now the love bombing has stopped. You don't get any more. The idealization phase is over. Now it's time for me to make you feel how I feel. Now it's time to make, make me feel how I feel. I feel a certain type of way now. You know what I mean? I'm angry. I'm just now I'm upset. Now I have to make you feel how I feel. I feel betrayed, so I need to make you feel. I need to betray you now. Sometimes they can lead to cheating. Sometimes they just lead to little snarky comments about how you look, how you dress, how you behave, how you act. Sometimes they can lead to a lot of different situations, a lot of different scenarios. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes it leads to a lot. Yeah, it's just a lot. You know what I mean? And a narcissist, like when the love bombing goes out, when the image shatters out, you can't, the image can never be the same again. Break a mirror. If you break a mirror, can you put that mirror back together the same way it used to look? No, you can't. That mirror, once it's shattered, once it's broken, will never look the same again. It just won't. That mirror, that image, it can never look the same again. Like, you can't put a broken piece of glass back together perfectly. You can't do that. So that's why I said, the relationship might not end. It might prolong. It might keep going forward, but it will never be the same again, even if y'all don't break up. It's broken. You can try to put it back together. You can try to mend the relationship. You can try to go to counseling. It's broken. If you're dealing with a narcissist, it won't be put back together again, ever correctly. It can't be. I know a lot of people see my relationship like, well, Lee, that moment happened. You'll see my stuff. And he's like, well, Lee, that moment happened with you. You just said it happened with every relationship in your life. So what made it change with you and your wife? My relationship with my wife is not the same as it was when I had this perfect image of you, of her in my head. It's not the same as it used to be. Yeah, I went through this whole stage. I feel like she lied to me. I devalued her. I did all the narcissistic stuff. You know what I mean? But I've been in therapy for 5 years working on myself. And just like, it's helped me understand that she's perfect the way she is. I didn't need to create this image of her in my head. She's perfect for me the way she is. I didn't need to just over-exaggerate the stuff that she was already doing. I didn't need to over-exaggerate her niceness, her kindness, her vulnerability. I didn't need to over-exaggerate that in my head. I didn't need to over-exaggerate how funny she was and how she got my jokes, how she laughed at the stuff that I was saying, how we got each other, how we liked the same movies and stuff like that. You mean, to this day, you know, after our first real date, we've been doing Tropic Thunder quotes since our real first date. You know what I mean? Tropic Thunder, you mean? You know, y'all see Tropic Thunder with Robert Downey Jr. and Ben Stiller? That's our movie right there. We've been doing jokes about that movie for over a decade now, since 2011, y'all, 2012. That's craziness. But that's how I had to work on myself to acknowledge that and go through therapy. And just my therapist like, look, she's still right. She's still a good person. You just overinflated this up because you wanted her to feel the same way about you. You know what I mean? She didn't lie to you. You lied to yourself. And that's a lot of stuff that I've had to personally work out in therapy by myself, with myself. You see what I'm saying? There's nothing she did. She didn't do anything special to get me to re-love her or re-love bomb her or whatever. I haven't love bombed her since the beginning. Now it's little love pops. I show affection. I try to show affection every single day. I try to do something every single day. Even if we argue, I try to, we try to maintain, we try to just don't go to sleep angry. You know what I mean? We still sleep in the same bed. We still talk. You know what I mean? We still have some conflict resolution. It might take us to 2 o'clock in the morning, but it's not sleep, but sleep liberation. You know what I mean? We have to battle through it. I have to go to therapy myself. She goes to therapy herself. We've done marriage counseling together, y'all. It's a battle, but it's one that's worth fighting for me. You mean to don't take hope from you see my situation like Lee Hammack did it, so I'm definitely gonna stay in this toxic ass relationship and give them another chance. Don't do that because of me. Don't do that. Don't put that on me. I see a lot of people that say that, and you get in my, they've in my inbox saying that type of stuff. Y'all, don't get hope from me that your person can change in their behaviors or whatever. They have to have it for themselves. You know what I mean? They have to have it for themselves. I know you wanted to love bomb me back. I know you wanted to keep the family together. Whatever the dynamic is, I know you wanted to make it work. I know you wanted the family to be together and things of that nature. But sometimes it's best to let go and let grow. You have to empower yourself. You have to stay safe. You have to protect yourself. Now I'm about to, now the this video is about to shatter, y'all. The image, the perfect image of the video, it just shattered. It's over. Anyways, y'all, I cut this thing short. Thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. Y'all see, I had the self love brand on, the I love me, the self love brand is still here. This is the I'm brave version of it right here. I got I'm strong, I'm brave, I'm free, I'm good, I'm resilient, I'm worthy. There's a lot, y'all. There's a lot available. The link is in the description of every single video and podcast I do, or you can go to mentalhealness.net and you can find it from there. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much for the support. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Thankful for every single one of y'all. I'm expanding the podcast next week. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Healness is out. Peace.